Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Human trafficking this morning, our topic. We discussed this a year ago, and we're going to talk again about human trafficking and a program at Cortland High School coming up at the end of the month. Michelle Patton Swisher is here, a school social worker with Spotsylvania County Schools, and also Michelle Trampy is here with the Central Virginia Justice Initiative. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming in and talking about this again.
Good morning. Thanks for having us here.
Good morning. It's Michelle Squared today.
Yeah.
It's two Michelles. It is two Michelles. It is so good to have you. Michelle, I have to always refer to, I can't just say your first name and assume you know. Michelle Trampy, when you came in last year, it was the first time I had heard about you for years, and I know we know a lot of the same kind of people. Sure. And it was so interesting you coming in and talking about this issue, because this has been an issue you've been in the forefront on for a long time.
Yeah.
And have been willing to talk about this and really press elected officials in local and state leaders about taking this seriously. This is an issue around here.
Yeah, and we've been engaged with this issue since 2013. And since then, my organization, the Central Virginia Justice Initiative, has been involved with working with the Virginia Coalition Against Human Trafficking. We're a 501c3, they're a 501c4. And we've seen a lot of legislation passed. A standalone human trafficking law was passed in 2015. Virginia didn't have one prior to that. As well as a number of other laws. We also have been involved with and have locally been part of the human trafficking task force for planning District 16, which Michelle's part of as well.
Well, and when you first started talking about it, it's still, like I said, still today people, question, well, that's not – it doesn't happen around here, and obviously it is. I mean, this is a problem anywhere you go.
Sure, I'll say it this way, and I remember when I went to talk to one of the captains at Spotsylvania County back in 2013 when I was trying to figure out how, is this a problem here? How big of a problem is it? And what he said was, we have the same issues as the big cities do. They're just our size. Yeah. And that makes sense to me.
Right.
We're on the I-95 corridor. We're sitting between Washington, D.C. and Richmond. They're in the top 20 human trafficking locations in the country. Last I saw the statistics. And so we're right there in smack dab in the middle on I-95, Route 17 corridor.
Yep.
So we have a lot of activity in this area.
I can remember years ago, Charlie Jett, when he was Stafford Sheriff, would always talk about that 95 was going to be what ended up would bring gangs and would bring drugs that you see in Northern Virginia and in Prince William County at that time here. And that's it makes sense what you just said.
I mean, when I use the term a lot, when I say it again, it's our size, not DC size, right?
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Yeah. And I guess, and Michelle, your involvement with this is, obviously this is dealing with, in a lot of cases, school-aged kids.
Yes, because unfortunately human trafficking targets vulnerable populations. And one of the vulnerabilities can be children that are vulnerable, can be exploited in ways for either commercial sex acts or even labor trafficking. And so we do have students, unfortunately, that have experienced that in Spotsylvania County. And one of the great things is to come on your show and talk about it and educate the public and educate folks so they know what to do and how to do that. We're having an event in Spotsylvania County Schools. We are a forward-thinking county, I will say that repeatedly, that we think about thinking forward. This year, we actually have a curriculum in schools in our secondary level that provides education to students about human trafficking and what that looks like, that I think is important because you have to talk about it.
What a great thing. I did not know that. To have that in schools. Yeah.
I have been working on that, Ted, for probably, what do you think, Michelle? Like 4 years?
Something like that. And it's been great because to have a partner on this with Michelle, because I can talk about prevention being outside of the school system all I want, but to have someone in the school system who is advocating for this, I mean, that makes a huge difference.
And so, I think it's a matter of talking to the right people, right? Yeah. I mean, I've been talking about this for several years, probably 4 or 5 years now, that I've been trying to get them to bring a curriculum in. And this year, I mean, I was able to talk to the right people who said, yeah, this is really important. We need to do this. And it happened. I mean,
Michelle pushed a lot, so it wasn't that easy, I know. But I really, when she told me it was going to happen, I was just so happy.
Yeah.
Just to get that knowledge in there and just so students know what to, like you say, and we'll get into what to look for and all of that, but just to talk about that and see that this does happen.
Right, because you have to educate people, right? And I don't think somebody walks up to somebody and goes, hey, I would like to traffic you. That is not how that happens. It is very covert. And it happens over time. So a lot of times, unfortunately, folks that are exploited are not aware that they're being exploited as it happens.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are really surprised that a lot of times the first contact will be someone saying to the child, you're pretty or you're attractive.
Yeah.
And just based on the way that they react to that, the person who is trying to recruit them will know whether or not to put any more time into recruiting them.
Interesting.
So if the child is sort of flattered or a little shy or doesn't appear to have a lot of high self-esteem, that's a big green go sign for a trafficker. If the child acts like, you know, so what, and sort of walks away, then they're not going to spend any more time. So what is interesting is how well studied in human nature these people are. So
interesting. Pick up on that when we come back. We need to take a quick break. Michelle Trampy is here from the Central Virginia Justice Initiative. Michelle Patton Swisher from Spotsylvania County Schools. We're talking human trafficking, and we'll get into an event taking place on the 29th at Cortland High School. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is the Michelles this morning. Michelle Trampy with the Central Virginia Justice Initiative and Michelle Patton Swisher with Spotsylvania County Schools as we talk human trafficking. Michelle Patton Swisher, when you just said, and this happens over time, and I wrote that and circled it because that you don't often think that you hear the stories or that somebody just gets snatched and that's it. As you two described this, it can be over time, and that's what makes it just even more frightening.
Absolutely, and it can be because there's a trust that starts to build with the person who's exploited with the trafficker. Like, there's trust that they think they have when actually it's not. It's more of, I'm ready to exploit you in a way and have you do what I want you to do. And so being able to educate students and their families and our community on that is really important so that people are aware and know what to do if they see something that seems kind of off, right? And paying attention to your children and what they're doing and who they're talking to. I cannot stress that enough. Know who your kids are talking to, especially teenagers. If they're on games and they're on the internet and they're talking to people, talk with them.
Yeah.
Talk to those people too.
It is, one of the focus of the event that we're going to talk about on the 29th is actually safety on social media and other electronic platforms. The lures are very similar online as they are in person. And as Michelle said, they try to build a trust. And there's really a process that they go through to try to separate them from, you know, the other people in their lives. They'll ask questions, which makes the, you know, the teen or the child think that, oh, this person is really interested in me, when what they're really trying to find out is, does this person have a lot of family members that they're close to? You know, is this someone who may be in a situation at home where they'll be willing to leave at some point? It is really, as Michelle said, important for you to understand who your child is talking to. I've told parents this before. When you speak to your child, you have to remember that you can push them further away or you can pull them further closer to you. So it's not about them disobeying you because they're talking to somebody you don't want them to talk to. It's really about, how do you keep them safe and how do you pull them closer to you? And that's really hard.
Yeah, boy, this is a tough. When you get into these situations, you envision things and think of how difficult, how scary it is for a parent, especially if you see some of this. Sure.
Right, and it's not a pretty topic, right? It's not something that's pretty, and it's not seen in public a lot, and it's something that does need to be talked about. But you also don't want to put fear in folks to be like, oh, I can never let my child go to the mall because they're going to be, it's not like the movie Taken. That's not at all what human trafficking looks like most of the time. And so what are things that you can do as a parent? And what are things that you can do as just a citizen in our community to help be aware of and be proactive? And like Michelle said, pulling your child closer to you, what does that look like? How do you build that relationship? One of the things about human trafficking is anybody could be a victim. They look for the vulnerability points and then exploit that, but it crosses all ethnicities, class systems, races, and genders. So it's not just girls that are trafficked. Boys and men can be trafficked as well. You know, it's a $236 billion industry is the latest figure of how much money is made in human trafficking. Because what you're doing is you're exploiting and profiting at the expense of adults or children by compelling them to perform labor or engage in commercial sex. So it's either forced labor or sex trafficking. That is like the grittiest thing that you can think of to do
evil
to another human, right? And so how do we make sure that people are getting information to protect themselves, protect their family, protect their children, to do that? And like Michelle mentioned earlier, you know, traffickers are known to look what to look for. And that self-confidence and that self-esteem piece, we were at a conference back in August, and one of the speakers was talking about, she unfortunately was a victim at the time and is now a survivor, but she said that she was told to look for the person who looks down and doesn't look up when they walk, because if they were walking with their head up, they have
confidence.
Some confidence.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do we help build those characteristics in our students and our children, and how do we help mitigate some of the vulnerabilities that people experience?
If I'm a parent, Michelle Trampy, and I sort of see this thing coming, I can see, like you said, you know, don't push them, because I would become just alarmed, and you will not do that, and you will not.
Yeah, you have to be very, very thoughtful. And you have to think about how, I mean, you know your child better than anybody probably. So you have to think about how they're going to react to that. You know, some parents will give up because it's easier. They don't want their child to be mad at them. Mm. It's very different or very difficult. There is no words, magic words that I have or Michelle has that we can tell a parent to say to their child that'll get through to them. Repetition's important. Having it in the school system is important. These after school, after school July 29th event.
January.
Or January.
We're not in the summer yet, Michelle. We still, look at outside. I know she's dreaming of July, though.
Dreaming of July.
We all are.
The January 29th event at Cortland High School. Again, those types of things, repetition is really important. And, you know, the thing about prevention is, you know, I deal with adult human trafficking victims, and I can work with as many of those as want help. However, we're not gonna stem the tide or stop this thing unless we have it prevented, and that is getting that information to kids so that they understand. And that's why I'm so grateful that Spotsylvania's school system, particularly Michelle, sits on the Human Trafficking Task Force for the region. We have such a good partnership with them.
Well, and to be able to teach kids, not only the, if you have a friend who you see is all of a sudden talking about some things, and you if you know that as their friend, you so it's not even just parents, just to have kids to be able to say, hey, wait a minute, this doesn't seem right.
Yeah. Right, and then who do they go to, right? Who can we go to for support, and helping kids be educated on what that looks like is really important. You know, Ted, when my kids were younger and during COVID, you know, online was everything, right? They're gaming all over the place. And I remember my kids were talking about some folks they'd met from the United Kingdom, which is great, right? Like, as a parent, you're like, oh, this is so amazing.
Cross-cultural.
Right. I'm excited for this. But I will tell you, I talked to those kids. Like, and I didn't go in saying, let me talk to you right now. No. It was all kind of in jest. Let me talk to them. Very casual. Because I wanted to see, were they really kids? What that was about. And, you know, so it wasn't coming from a demonstrative view for my kids to tell me who they were speaking to. It was really to educate myself, but also to talk to them. And I kept talking to them about things that could happen with people you don't know. And I believe they're still chatting with their friends from the UK that they met during that time on the gaming platform. But I think as parents, you have to ask those questions.
Yeah.
And like Michelle said, sometimes it's scary because you don't want to make your kids mad. Nobody wants anybody to be mad at them.
Yeah.
But it's important to put those protections in place. And, you know, even safeguarding things as much as, you know, what information do you give out to people? Do you tell them where you go to school? Do you tell people where you live? Do you tell people, I mean, just things about yourself that put you in that vulnerability space that could make it easier as a target.
Absolutely. The other thing is it's incredibly important, and I don't know how prevalent this is anymore, but I suspect there's still kids we need to explain that, you know, you don't send certain types of pictures out.
Right.
Again, a lot of times these traffickers are very, just very crafty. So they'll say, you know, can you send me a picture? Well, can you send me something a little sexier?
Because you're so beautiful, right?
Exactly.
So they're gonna.
You're so beautiful. You know, do you have anything else? And so they'll keep going until they get something where, hey, they've got you, right? And so, you know, that is real as well. And so that's important that those messages are given to kids, that really you shouldn't be sending any type of pictures that are anywhere close to being inappropriate, and be on the lookout for somebody who goes down that path with you.
Well, and just as you've described this, even now you've got me thinking about, you know, say Michelle, you've got you're wearing a Cortland High School jacket and it says Michelle on it, and maybe it even says softball or something, you know, there's identifying things of where someone can, you can find out things. You with just even the smallest amount of information, you can start Googling, and through Google or Facebook, or you can
Instagram,
find out. You can find out things.
Yes, yeah. And that's where it's important to be very mindful of what do you put on the internet, right? And very mindful what pictures you do send.
We're talking about teaching kids to be very discerning.
Yeah.
And that's hard because adults sometimes aren't discerning, mm-hmm. But it's really critical, particularly when you're dealing with online.
And that's where education is so important. Yeah. I just cannot stress that enough, right? Because that's where prevention starts, is educating folks, not just on human trafficking, but like internet safety and cell phone usage and mm-hmm. how do we manage that? You know, with the new governor's mandate with no cell phones in school. How is that going to roll out? What is that going to look like? How do we support students through that to make sure everybody's still protected? Those are all things that are important. And one of the things we're going to get into on January 29th at our event is talking about some of these areas. We're going to have a panel discussion with a variety of folks within our community. And we're also going to have a vendor fair where parents can come and gather information. And the really super cool thing we're doing is we're providing dinner, and we're going to give out for the first 200 people the book, The Anxious Generation, which is a phenomenal book that I think every parent should get a hold of right now and read, because it really does talk about children and the what has happened with that influx of using social media and the internet, and what that does to children's brains.
Let's take a quick break and then come back, and we'll talk about more in detail what's going to happen on the 29th at Cortland High School. Michelle Patton-Swisher with Spotsylvania County Schools here, along with Michelle Trampy with the Central Virginia Justice Initiative. Michelle, if someone wants to get in touch with you, do you have a website or something that if people want to get in touch or learn more about what you do?
Actually, they can just email the organization, justiceCBA@gmail.com.
Okay. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking human trafficking this morning with Michelle Trampy and Michelle Patton-Swisher on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Michelle Trampy is with the Central Virginia Justice Initiative that has been dealing with this for years, and Michelle Patton-Swisher with Spotsylvania County Schools. As you mentioned, you are having a human trafficking awareness discussion and safety resource fair on the 29th from 5 to 7:30 at Cortland High School. And you kind of outlined a little bit of that, Michelle, a few minutes ago. This is a great opportunity for parents or grandparents or students who hear about this and who want to know more and want to have some strategies and just some information to get it all there in one evening.
Yes, come on out to Cortland High School. It's on January 29th. Parents, bring your students. We will say it's probably not suitable for children under probably the age of 12.
Sure.
was, you know, just for content that will be discussed.
Sure.
But we're going to have a panel discussion from 5 to 6. And then from 6 to 7:30, we're going to be offering dinner for folks, as well as to visit the vendors with the vendor fair, to gather information from those vendors of how they can help support in our community.
You mentioned the book Anxious Generation, and I had said to you, I haven't heard of that, and you heard of the book, and you just
gave it
high marks.
Yes, I think every parent in today's world should be reading that book. It talks about how the use of smartphones, internet access, technology has rewired children's brains, really, if you think about it, because you have that much information coming in. But just how do you safeguard about things for that, for your children? It's a really important topic that I think people need to really talk about, because what is that going to mean in about 5 to 6 years or 10 years with folks who have been just using their phone constantly? We are going to be giving out 200 copies of that book to the first 200 families that come to the event. So you get a free book as well. And it's a great educational tool to have in your pocket to help you educate about internet use and technology use for your children. Because those are one of the safeguards that you put in place in hopes to mitigate human trafficking and exploitation.
Boy, and to have a program like this where you can have a panel discussion and then you can see resources and just everything. This is something to not take advantage of it. Don't just
and it's free.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's the other part. Yeah. It's free, and you're also going to be able to possibly get a book as well as to eat some food and get some good information from places in your community. You know, and one of the things we talked about earlier is what do we do, right? What do we do if we are aware of trafficking, or how do we get rid of human trafficking? What do we do as a community? Well, one of the first thing is get educated. That's the number one thing. So coming to this event is going to give you that education base. Supervise your children. Be aware what's going on around you, but also get involved. Coming to hear what we're talking about is a way to get involved in your community. Everybody wants what's best for your community. So here's one of the ways to do that.
You know, I love the fact that it's not just the panel, it's not just the book, but we also have the vendor resources there, because you know, not everybody's gonna do what I do. It's not gonna be comfortable, it's, you know, it's difficult, but you know, if you help someone who's vulnerable in our community, you're actually taking a shot at human traffickers and people who are trying to exploit them, right? So the fewer vulnerable people that we have in our society, particularly children, the fewer instances of, you know, human trafficking we'll have.
As much as you've worked on this, Michelle, I'm sure, and there's probably cases where you'll never know. You'll never know where because you have educated people, that a person was not successful, or a group has said that community's too hard to get into.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you hear stories of from people. I remember the first time I actually went for a couple of years. I went into some of the healthcare classes for ninth grade because the teachers invited me. In the Spotsylvania school system. And I remember it was a parent who really pushed one of the teachers to get me in. And I remember when I went, she didn't tell her daughter that I was going to be there. And so the day I was there, her daughter came home. Mrs. Trampy was in my class today. And she said that her daughter said, "I understand why you don't want me to have a smartphone. I disagree, but I understand why."
Huh.
And I thought that was some progress. And so then they could actually sit down and have a conversation on what the guardrails around it were going to be. I had another woman tell me that her daughter was in the mall, and a woman came up to her, a young woman came up to her, and told her she was pretty, and you know, wanted to talk to her more. And she heard me say that's one of the first lures, and she said no thank you and walked away. So I'm hoping it's getting out there.
Yeah. Planting the seeds is what you do.
But for you to be able to tell that story, to talk about that, just shows that it does happen.
Yeah, it does happen.
That we're not just making stuff up, that this is how it can happen. Yeah. That it actually happens, that there are people like that and thinking like that around is scary.
Look, I've had clients in their 20s, late teens, 20s, because we only deal with adults. Who were born and raised in this area, went to school in this area. Some graduated from high school in this area. Some didn't graduate from high school because they dropped out. But they're local people. When I get to see them, it's when they're ready to make a change. Because I can't, again, I don't have a magic wand to fix everything. And many times the people that we work with, it takes them at least 3 interactions with someone who wants to help them before they'll actually accept help. And so we've had people where, you know, we meet them once, we offer some assistance, maybe they'll take a little bit. We don't hear from them, so we're praying for them, but, you know, we don't know what's going on. And then we hear from them again, and they're willing to take a little more. And then maybe another year and a half down the road, we hear from them again, and maybe they're out of the life, and they need some assistance, you know, finding some housing or whatever. And so we put them in contact with the appropriate locations. But I mean, it is a long, torturous process, and not all of them make it out. And, you know, that's the heartbreaking thing. So if we can get more kids aware that of what traffickers do, so that they can protect themselves and their friends, then that's really important. And to be honest, a lot of the safety that we're talking about, it's not just traffickers. It's really anybody who's trying to exploit them, whether it's for, you know, money or for whatever purposes. You know, if somebody's vulnerable, there's going to be somebody. It may be just a matter of time before they come in contact with somebody who wants to exploit that. So,
you know, Ted, one of the things too that we in the school system is to look at ways, what do we do to support, right? How do we support our students? And, you know, the school system really operates from that point of, you know, the whole child, how do we support? But, you know, before I came in today, I was thinking of ways that, what do we do? Like, how do we support our students? And I think especially to keep from being exploited as well. And one of the things is really building relationships, whether it's building relationships with peers, building relationships with staff or teachers or administrators. Those are crucial because then you have people you can come and seek out support from.
Yeah.
Along with helping families get assistance with basic needs. That's really hard if you are not able to meet your basic needs, but there are options in Spotsylvania County Schools to help families if they reach out to the right folks in the building. Connecting families with community resources. You know, as a school social worker, that's what we are kind of known for, is that connection between school, community, and home. There are folks in our school system that can help you reach out and get connected to the right services, because you may not want to ask when you come to our event on the 29th, who do I go to if I think something horrific has happened to my child? But there are people in your child's school building, from school counselors to SROs to school social workers. You know, we have licensed clinical social workers in our school system. That's a gift to have a licensed clinical social worker in your school, to be able to use that resource to connect you to the right place and support your child and your family that you might be experiencing. Not just a difficulty of going through something like human trafficking, but any difficult situation that you might face. There are supports in schools to help you.
Well, it helps to not only have kids aware and to have parents, and just even if you're friends with, you know, just the more adults who know this,
yes,
you might see someone's child in a situation that a parent doesn't, and it might see a warning sign.
And I did want to say this today. You know, I think it's important for us to even talk about what do you do, right? Who do you go to if you suspect?
Yeah.
You can go, if you don't feel you can go to your parents, because I would suggest going to your parents first. But you could come talk to your school administrator, your school counselor, your school social worker, your school SRO. If you don't even feel comfortable with that, you can reach out to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. You can text them help to, and it's called text help to be free, which is 233-733. You can call them at 888-373-7888. I think it's important to give that information. So you, there is help out there. It's just a matter of reaching out to grab it because somebody's ready to help you.
And this is all in a school context. Michelle Trampy, I would think that being church youth groups. There's a lot of different areas.
Yep, there's a lot of different areas. We've been to speak to, you know, we'll talk to anybody who invites us. So we've talked to, you know, various different groups, whether it's church youth groups. I think one of the first groups that we were invited to was a Double Dutch Jump group. I didn't know they existed, but
there's
that's
one
what
in,
they
the,
did.
In and, the city, yeah.
And the coaches invited us to come speak to the girls in the group, and that was really fun. But, you know, so the truth is, we'll speak to anybody, and don't think it just has to be, you know, a school setting or a church setting. Any youth type group,
Boy civic Scouts, groups,
girl. Yeah, civic groups, yeah.
Well, and the fact, Michelle, that you just talked about the fact that you're dealing with adults. That our focus here is the program at Cortland High School and what's going on with the students. But for to know that this is an adult thing. It's I think so much bigger than a lot of us want to realize.
You know, unfortunately, once someone turns 18, they're looked at very differently in our society. Now, if you think about a lot of our clients, there was a vulnerability when they were younger, many times some level of poverty, their needs weren't getting met in some way. Maybe they were abused in some way. By the time they reach adulthood, if they haven't had any type of intervention, and they've been lured by a trafficker and are being trafficked, mm-hmm. when they turn 18, nothing magic happens. They're still in that vulnerable state. It's just society tends to look at them very differently, and there tends to be a lot less sympathy for someone like that.
Sure.
And, you know, there's a lot of work to get them to a point where they can function in society. They may not have ever gotten a driver's license. And so getting a driver's license, something that we all kind of take for granted, can be incredibly overwhelming. You know, many times I've had people say, well, you know, get them out of the life and then just get them a job. Well, you know, if you don't know how to, you know, if you've been dealing with complex trauma and you're going into a work environment, something goes wrong, the way that you handle it or express yourself, you may end up cursing out your boss or something like that. There needs to be a lot of work to deal with that complex trauma before they can really function with a job or in a role. So yeah, getting kids to avoid this, getting them the education so that it can be prevented is so important, because it is so difficult after.
Right. And I guess even just probably even sometimes they don't even have the option of getting out. If you want to is one thing. But I mean there's so many issues here
sure,
that we can't
yeah,
even get into.
Absolutely.
But yeah. Thanks for what you're doing. This is just This is just awesome. We'll take a quick break and wrap this up this morning with Michelle Patton Swisher and Michelle Trampy this morning, a human trafficking awareness discussion and safety resource fair, the 29th at Cortland High School. We'll conclude this morning by talking about that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Michelle Trappi with the Central Virginia Justice Initiative here, along with Michelle Patton Swisher with Spotsylvania County Schools, as we talk human trafficking. Before we get out of here, Michelle Trampy, you wanted to mention you've got some other programs or other options of things going on around here.
Okay, yes, thank you. Well, Ted, your show was the first one on our list today, so yay.
Well, how about that?
And then this evening at 7 p.m., Central Virginia Justice Initiative is hosting an evening of prayer and praise at Riverside First Church of God. That's on Fall Hill Avenue. And then tomorrow, January 11th, is Human Trafficking Awareness Day. And so Wear Blue Day. So everybody, you know, if you want to show your, I think we may all be inside tomorrow because of the snow, but you can wear blue in spirit. The 21st at 6 p.m., Spotsylvania Neighborhood Watch at the Spotsylvania Mall. I've been asked to speak there. We've already mentioned January 29th from 5 to 7:30 p.m., the Spotsylvania Public Schools at Cortland High School. And then we have something called the Red Sand Project, which we've done for a number of years at the University of Mary Washington. On January 21st, it's between 11 and 1 generally. What that is a it's an awareness event. I know we're running out of time. And the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office is also doing the Red Sand Project that same day at the same time.
Okay. So the 29th, Michelle Patton Swisher, this is a like we said, a great event with a lot of resources. The book Anxious Generation for the first
200 families that come
this
through.
This is a great program to learn about really a huge issue.
There's information. I don't know if it's been posted. It'll probably be posted today on the Spotsylvania County School website with the flyer for the information.
Yeah.
But it's the 29th, 5 p.m., Cortland High School. We hope to see folks there.
And we
Michelle and I will be there. So. Yeah. You can come chat with us as well.
Well, there's just like you say, just to have people that you can come up to and talk, and even maybe in some cases just to be able to say, I've got some concerns.
Yes.
Can I talk to you later? Or how
yes.
do I get in touch? Or who could I?
And
who
the vendors are going
to
be there as well to be able to give out information with their different organizations. And but yes, reach out for help. There are people in our community that are willing, able, and ready to help folks.
Just to have a curriculum out there to be talking about this, because this is one of those things that it's such a hard topic. Anybody that I mentioned, people around the building were saying, who's coming in today? And every time when I said it's on human trafficking, it was the unanimous response was, oh.
Yeah, it's yucky, right? Like, it doesn't feel good to talk about it.
Yeah.
But you need to talk
about
it.
But it's here.
Yeah. And it's the more we talk about it, the more we raise awareness, the more we understand, then that's where change can happen.
And Michelle Trampy, thank you to you, because, I mean, you've been out there for years, have been that person that has been at these events and have been talking about it and has made it to – has increased visibility and just the nature of there are things to be done and that it's here.
I think that's really important to say too, Ted, because none of this would happen without Michelle. The task force that we have in Planning District 16 would not be happening without Michelle. So I know for myself, I cannot thank her enough for all of her work, but also for all of the leadership she has given to keep moving our community forward. It's just overwhelming. So thanks, Michelle.
You've educated all of us and talked about it. And again, it's just that kind of issue of just like, I wish, but it's here.
Yep.
And And Michelle Patton Swisher, for you to get it into you know, a curriculum into schools is huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's that education. You both have, in different arenas, helped with education.
And I will say, it's all for the good of our community, right? Yeah. Because the more information that gets out there, the better our community will be.
That's right.
And I can't have you in here without saying, and it's also another illustration that the social workers in Spotsylvania County Schools, rock stars.
That's
absolutely
right.
Cortland High School, January 29th, 5 to 7:30. There'll be flyers around. We'll put it on our Facebook page, and you'll see about it. But good stuff. Michelle Patton-Swisher, Michelle Trampy, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having
Thanks.
Us.
That's it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.